Turn your Bibles this morning, the book of Isaiah, chapter number 1. Isaiah chapter number 1, verse number 18. It says, "Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning, God, for these that have come, and we ask you to touch our hearts. Help us this morning. Father, put your hand upon us and let us be an able minister of the Word of God. Speak to us and through us. And Father, just help us this morning, I pray, to come and your presence be felt in every heart, every need, every life. Just have your way, we pray. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Amen. Yes, I'm going to preach this morning on whiter than snow. Whiter than snow. The verse here is an invitation. And he said, "Come now." And he said, "Let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." The word snow appears in the Bible 24 times. Its first appearance is in the book of Exodus, chapter number 4 and verse number 6, where it denotes the color of leprosy. The last time that it's mentioned in Revelation, chapter number 1 and verse 14, as it describes the presence of Jesus at that particular time and place. We've probably all heard this saying in times past, "Pure as the driven snow." Pure as the driven snow. It is an idiom that most of us have probably heard at some time or another, but we probably don't know how long it's been around. But in my looking and researching it, the first recording and remembrance of it was in the 1500s. that they can trace it back to the 1500s, and it referred to the snowdrifts that had been mounded up into mounds by the wind and that had been untouched by human traffic or by any animals, wildlife of any kind. It was just pure snow. Pure as the driven snow. But we live in Florida. We don't live in Buffalo. Amen. We live in Florida. And we don't see a whole lot of snow. My granddaughter, who's 12, said it was the first time that she ever remembered seeing any snow. And we had snow. I actually saw a picture of somebody that built a snowman on the beach. And there was a snowman right on the edge of the Gulf of Mexico was a snowman, and they took a picture of that snowman looking out over the Gulf of Mexico. That don't happen very often. Snowmen don't get to look out across the Gulf of Mexico, amen, down here in Florida. But amen, we got somewhat acquainted with it this week. My bunch got out and played in a little bit. They went hunting some. Cody and Caitlin had come in from hunting, and Cody's car was at Mom and Daddy's, and we stopped there, and I was dropping them off. And when Cody got out of the car, him and Brooklyn began to, you know, by dark, it was enough that, boy, they started throwing snowballs at one another. And Caitlin, she said, "Let me get out and play with them a while." And so they did, into the night. I don't know how long. Finally, they made it home. And I'm sure y'all did too, because I saw lots of pictures of folks playing in the snow Wednesday morning. At my house, we got up, and when we walked outside, amen, everything, it was a blanket of pure, white, powdery snow. Of course, what did we do? We began to play in the snow. We're in Florida. We don't get to play in the snow very much, so we played in the snow. We built some snowmen. We threw some snowballs. My brother, amen. See, in Florida, here's what we have in Florida. We have knee boards in Florida. Some folks got knee boards, and so here come my brother pulling his daughter on the knee board behind the side by side, making the loop. And boy, they pulled up there and made the loop in my yard, you know, and they stopped, and she got off. And I got on. Man, boy, I got on that thing. I got on the knee board, and there we went. We went up, and he hung a left because, I don't know, it's a couple of hundred, 200 or 300 yards between my house and his. And we went up the road between the pines, and boy, we going along there, and we're doing pretty good, and we get to his yard. Have to make a little bobble to get between some of the equipment that he's got there. And we make a turn, and we're fixing to go around the pecan tree. And when we did, yours truly fell off. You know, he hit a little bobble, and my balance is not what it used to be, and I'm on my knees anyway, and boom. And so my left shoulder's been really bothering me, but thankfully I fell on my right shoulder, so it kind of could hurt like my left shoulder's been doing. But anyway, they made a little circle because they wasn't looking when I fell off. But he said they turned around there and I was gone. So they come back and got me, and I got back in that thing, and we made it on back around to the house. But we had a time. We enjoyed, we played in the snow. But I tell you what else that I did. As we went out the door that morning and all that was going on, I made some observations. Because I don't get to see snow a lot, but I knew that, I didn't know at the time how many times the Bible mentioned snow, but I knew that there were some places in Scripture that spoke of the snow. And so I went in and I began to look, because I'm going to tell you, one of the things that I noticed immediately when I walked out my door Wednesday morning, you see all the clouds were gone. It was blue sky and the sun was shining. And I walked out into my front yard, and as we began to walk out in the yard, I told my wife, I told Pam, I said, "I can't see." I said, "It's so bright." the sun, the reflection, the snow. It was right. I said, I need to go get some sunglasses. I need something on to cut down on this brightness. And when I thought about that, I thought about what happened when Moses went up on the mount. Amen. And he came down and God in his glory passed by. And Moses, he couldn't even behold the glory of God. God had to hide him in the cleft of the rock because of the pure light and the holiness and the pureness of God. He couldn't look upon him. Amen. And I thought about that as I stepped out there and looked on that Wednesday morning. And so when you look in Scripture and this particular verse that we read in Isaiah 1:18, snow in Scripture refers to a couple of things, but here it speaks to us of purity and of cleansing. Of purity and of cleansing. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Amen. That's a cleaning. That is a purifying. Amen. That only God can do. Your sins and my sins. Amen. The dark blotches that they leave in our life. Amen. Nothing that we can do can get rid of that. But God in His mercy and grace can wash us, can clean us up, and can make us whiter than snow. I thought about some other verses in Isaiah chapter 51 in verse 7. David said, purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. You see, our verse that we read says that we'll be white as snow. David said, if you'll wash me, I can be whiter than snow. Listen, I don't know how much whiter it could have got, amen, at my house Wednesday morning. But I tell you what David said. David said, if God, if you'll wash me, if you will clean me up, because what he was asking, amen, he was asking God to do for him what he couldn't do for himself. He was in one state. He was in a state of being dirty. He was in a state of being unclean. He said to God, though, but if you purge me, if you'll wash me, he said, I can be clean. I can be whiter than snow. Amen. God, let us see just a little bit how white that could be for us folks that live down here in Florida. Amen. And it's white. Mark chapter 9 and verse 3 tells us, and his raiment became shining, exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can white them. Amen. No man can get them that white. Amen. No fuller. We'd say we don't know what a fuller is, but I ain't never said to anybody, I'm taking my clothes to the fuller, but we take them to the dry cleaner. And that's what he was. He was a cleaner. He washed them. He took those dirty garments, those stained garments, and he washed them. But amen, God's word tells us about our hearts, our lives, amen, that God and only God is able to wash us and cleanse us. Amen. And nothing that man can do can make us as pure white as what God can do for us. Because God can wash away all of the stains. And amen, that was bright. And I thought about what God wants for us. He wants our lives to be pure. He wants us to shine. We read this morning that we should let our light so shine before men that they should see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Amen. And I thought about that sunshine that came down from that pretty blue sky and as it reflected off that snow that was everywhere in my yard and the brightness of that snow. And I thought about my own life. I thought about Old Mount Zion Baptist Church and I thought about our lives and how does the light of Jesus Christ reflect off of us? How does His light, when it hits and reflects off us, if we're pure and if we're washed, if we're white, amen, the purer we are, the brighter the reflection of that light. But we get like David. We get stained. We have to go to God and ask God to forgive us and to help us and to cleanse us and to wash us. And God will and God can, and only God can. But I thought, I mean, this is what God wants for the church. This is what God wants for the church in 2025. He wants a church that when the light of Christ shines upon the church, it reflects a brightness like nothing that anybody in the world has ever seen. Like nothing that can be imitated. The brightness of that light that shines, the purity of that light. That's what God desires for us. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 18 tells us, but the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Are we shining? Are we shining? Romans chapter 13, verse 11 through 14. And that knowing the time now, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for the now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Amen. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to shine, to put on. If we put on the Lord Jesus Christ, we will have put on the armor of light. Well, see, the Bible tells us about Jesus that there Pilate said, I find no fault in Him at all. And amen, there's no shadow of turning. There is no darkness in Him. There's not a dark spot. There's not a crimson stain. Amen. He's pure and white and holy. And that's what God desires of me and of you. To shine. Ephesians 5 and 8 says, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Walk as children of light. 1 John chapter 1, beginning in verse number 5, it says, this then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. What does the blood of Jesus Christ do? It said it cleanses us from all sin. What did David ask? He said, God, if you'll purge me, if you'll wash me, He said, I'll be whiter than snow. We need God to wash us. We need to be cleansed. The blood of Christ cleanses us, washes us, and it makes us whiter than snow. It makes us to be able to shine like Jesus, to reflect Jesus to a lost and to a dying world. And that's what God desires of the church in 2025, to reflect Jesus. Is that me? Is that you? Is that our church? Is that the church? But see, snow has a pureness to it. White and clean. And amen, so should we. There should be a pureness, a purity to us. That's why, amen, Jesus told Peter that when he went to wash his feet, you know, Peter said, you know, he wasn't going to let Jesus do that. But Jesus said, amen, that he must... If you don't let me wash your feet, you don't have any fellowship with me. And boy, Peter, he washed me all over. But Jesus said, it ain't the all over that you need, but we do need that cleansing, that daily cleansing. Because what happens? We get out in this world and we get tainted. We have to walk through this world. We have to walk through this world. Now, I'll tell you this. I saw a few snowballs, some great old big ones. What was done around our house, I mean, took them things and just started rolling it, just rolling it and rolling it and rolling it and rolling it. That's okay as long as you're rolling on nothing but pure snow. But when you go through something that ain't snow, I mean, you'll roll and you'll roll, and all of a sudden there's a leaf that gets stuck up in that thing. And then some grass and then some mud and different things. And see, that's us going through this old world. We're going, and amen, it can look good, pure and white and clean. But if we're not careful, we'll start picking up some things, and amen, we'll need some purging. We'll need some cleaning. But amen, God can purge and God can clean. David said, if you'll wash me, if you wash me, I can be whiter than snow. So I thought about that washing, that cleanliness, that pureness of that snow. But I also thought about the refreshing of the snow. Proverbs chapter 25 and verse number 13, it says, as the cold of snow in the time of harvest, so is a faithful messenger to them that send him, for he refresheth the soul of his masters. As the cold of snow in the time of harvest. You read that and you might think, and you look, and well, it don't snow during harvest. They wouldn't want to be snow on the ground, but I tell you what they're doing, they're out there working and they're getting hot. But you know what they used to do? See, I got this morning, it snowed Tuesday night and Wednesday into Wednesday morning, but it hadn't snowed any since then. But when I came to church this morning, there was still snow on the ground around in places. There was still some out there, especially, boy, where folks built them snowmen up, and boy, they packed that snow up. It's held up pretty well. Well, they used to take that snow and go up there on that mountainside where there was a lot of that snow, and they'd take it and they'd pack it in that snow. They'd get that pure snow and they'd pack it in and they'd put it in caves, and they'd do that to what? To preserve it so that it would stay. And so what he said here, what he's telling them, as the cold of the snow in time of harvest. Amen. It was like, amen, what? We're thirsty, we're hot, and we're tired. We need something to refresh us. And so they'd send somebody up to the mountain, to the cave, and they'd get some snow, and they could bring it down, and they could put a little bit in the drink to cool it off. Be like us out working and saying, boy, I just need a cool drink of water. See, you said that's what it is. It's refreshing. Well, that snow, they brought it down, they put it in, and it gave them refreshment. It was refreshing. And amen, I thought about the snow, the refreshing, and there's a video of this somewhere. A lot of snow angels been made this week. There's some face plants been happening this week. Amen. I mean, I ain't talking about falling, but I'm just talking about, you know, on purpose. You could take your face and just stick it down in a mound of that snow and boom, there you go. Well, I know a lady that's sitting over here. We won't call no names. That got on the back of her car where it was all mounded up. And I got the video camera and she took and she said, here goes. And she took her face and she buried it down in that snow that was all mounded up on the car. And she stayed there for maybe 3 seconds, 4 seconds, I don't know. But when she come up and she looked back at the camera, her first words was, "Woo! That was cold!" You know what it did? It sent a bit of exhilaration. Because yes, it was cold. But I tell you what else it did. Boy, it left an imprint in there. An imprint so much that you could look in there and you could see how that she squinted her eyes and it made her wrinkles in there. Amen. Because of the coldness. But the refreshing. As the snow is in the harvest, that refreshing that it gives. And see, God gives us times of refreshing. And so When you look down in this same chapter here in Proverbs chapter 23, if you look down in verse number 25, it speaks about as cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. That refreshing, that coldness, and I thought about that, so is good news from a far country. Our brother sang a while ago about some good news from a far country. Beautiful. Amen. We've got some good news from a far country, from heaven. Amen. That God has done sent. He's promised us. He said, I won't ever leave you nor forsake you, but I'll go with you all the way, even unto the end. He said, if I go away, amen, to prepare you a place, he said, I will come again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye might be also. That's good news. Amen. From a heavenly land. To do what? To refresh our soul. Because there's times, you know what we need? We just need some refreshing. We need some encouragement. Because we get discouraged. Boy, we live in this old world and we get tired. We just need that, as it is, that glass of spiritual cold water to refresh our soul. But amen, the third thing that I thought about, the book of Isaiah chapter 55 and verse number 10. It says, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. I don't know how many times this week I've heard somebody say, boy, that's pretty. Boy, how beautiful is that? Something that we don't see often. Georgian folks up in Buffalo might look out the window and say, oh my goodness, it's snowing again. Amen. Till you live in it. Yeah. See, because I've also heard this week, I've heard a couple folks say, boy, you know, boy, I've enjoyed it. It's pretty. I'm ready for it to be gone now. And I've said, because even myself, you know, I mean, we've enjoyed it immensely. But I wasn't going to live in it. I mean, I spent a week of it in Minnesota one time deer hunting. And listen, they had what they called there on the back, when you walk in the door, they had the mud room. Because you couldn't wear inside what you had to wear outside. And so, you know, every time you was in and out, the shoes have got to come off. The outer layers has got to come off. And the first time I took a little walk, I just going to walk down the driveway. I found out, now this was in Minnesota, but I found out around here too. Hey man, that ice and that snow and all that stuff, it's slick. But see, here's the thing. How many times this week I've heard, boy, how beautiful is that? God's beauty. Because see, when it's something like when we get here in Florida and we get that snow, I mean, this was maybe a once in a lifetime event. I mean, we've had some other snows, but not like this. Not exactly like this. And for some, they may never see it again. And so, well, we take in the beauty of it all. But see, what I thought about was, I thought about the grace of God. And the beauty of the grace of God and how we see that grace every day. And how that at certain times and places in our lives, because of the grace of God, it'll so move our hearts that boil water will start coming down our face and our cheeks, because we'll realize, but for the grace of God. But see, the Bible tells us this about God and His mercy and grace, that God causes it to rain on the just and on the unjust. Amen. He said that every morning, amen, His mercies are new every single morning, every day. But you know what happens to us, even to Christian folk, good church folks? We get so used to the things and God being so good to us that we let it slip from our mind, the beauty of the grace of God, how that God in His mercy and His grace has covered us over, amen, with His grace, with His love, and with His compassion. Amen. If not for the grace of God, amen, many of us wouldn't even be here this morning. I'm not talking about I'm talking, we'd already be in the ground somewhere. We'd have missed this time of snow in 2025, but for the grace of God. But God lets it rain. And God lets it snow. And He does it so that it might fertilize the earth and the ground, and it might give it some things that it needs. That when it comes time to plant and to reap and to sow, that it can give bread to the eater. That it can give that we need. And boy, listen, there's been some things and times in our life, there's some places that if we'd have been picking, we wouldn't have picked and chose to walk through there. But God said, you got to go. And all the time, you know what God was doing? He was covering us over, if we will, with a blanket of snow. And boy, it was cold and it was barren right there at that time and that place. But amen, what we might not have known is that snow, you know what it was doing? Not only was it retaining the moisture, amen, was retention for that moisture so it couldn't all escape, it could just soak in. But amen, it was providing a coat of insulation. Boy, we thought it was cold and barren, and we thought that, why am I here? But amen, in reality, God was using it to protect what root was already there and keeping it from a cold, hard freeze. God was working in the midst of all of these things. Why? Because God's good, and He's good all the time. And God's grace, He was giving rain, and He was giving snow, that when the springtime come, amen, the rivers could flow and the waters could run down the mountain and fill the streams and give water to those who needed a cool drink to make the seeds and the grass and the trees to grow and to bring forth buds. Amen. And ultimately to bring forth fruit. All these things God does. And many times we get so busy that we just miss the beauty in our lives of God's grace. It's kind of like I said back at Christmas. God does some things for us through the years that we didn't have when, you know, when we were younger. Boy, I can remember we talked about a little bit around Christmas how there was a couple of times when we was youngins, boy, at home. You know, Mama remembered one in particular that her and Daddy heard some noise about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Those youngins was in there having Christmas. We'd been up in there in the middle of it. And here come Mama and Daddy. Boy, we was excited to put all the stuff that we, you know, to getting and all that kind of stuff. And then here, all these years later, the same person, but listen, here's what happened. I've been through a lot of rain, and I've been through a lot of snow, a lot of heat, and a lot of dry. And I can sit back and lean up against the wall at Christmas when all the family was gathered around, no presents to open, none of that kind of stuff, and just watch. And just watch and listen to all the noise and the carrying on. And listen, that was Christmas. It used to be about the presents and what I could get, but amen, that's not what it's about anymore. It's a lot more about what the more important things. Yeah, just to get up and do something that we don't get to do a lot. And God help us as mature Christians. God grow us up to look, to see that as we look out from day to day, boy, just as we got up and we walked out Wednesday morning down here in Florida and we looked out with just an awe and an amazement at what God had done. And boy, they said it was going to snow, and it did. Well, God's been good. When you get up in the morning and you look out your front door, you recognize this, that amen, God's grace is covering everything that you do. God's been good. Amen. So this snow that we've had here in Florida in 2025 just made me think of some things. The pureness. I'm asking Brother Ron, if it will, just to come to the piano this morning. Just play a song for us. But amen, that pure as the driven snow. David said, wash me and I'll be clean. I thought about the refreshing that it gives and it does and how God refreshes us. And it put me in remembrance of God's grace, how it covers us and how it gives water and it gives bread to the eater. If you will, just stand with us this morning. Every head bowed and every eye closed this morning. If you have a need this morning, while we wait just a minute, as our brother plays, if you have a need, I pray you come.